Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that Man City could be looking at a replacement already for Fernandinho. His contract runs out in the summer and he's yet to decide whether he will extend his stay in England. In February, he said, I know how much my teammates need me. I made a decision to only decide my future when the season is over. I already had an offer not to be part of Pep's staff, but to be an employee of the club. I was flattered after 8 years at City and the respect I've gained here, but it is a decision that I put aside. City want Fernandinho to stay, but they are prepare for his possible departure. According to the Times, they are considering a move for a Premier League star that could be the next man in if the Brazilian moves on. Reports claim that Declan Rice is the man that he and his staff have looked at. Rice has made 15 appearances for England, has been extremely impressive for West Ham, but reports suggest that West Ham would want to order £100 million for their midfielder in order to try and fend off any interest. Moving on then into other news, and Riyad Mahrez has hinted towards his belief that Man City will secure the first Champions League trophy in their history. Discussing Algeria's AFCON victory with Le Quip, the 30-year-old was questioned whether he felt as confident over any other potential trophy. So it's exactly that. These are things that you feel that don't explain. Afterwards, maybe we'll lose the Champions League final, but I've got a lot of confidence in my team and I feel like we can win it. Despite the final setbacks, Pep Guardiola's men have recovered with aplomb over the course of the season and are in line now to potentially win a number of trophies before the end of the season. And finally, with that final, Aston Villa are in the headlines after reportedly offering to host the Champions League final between Man City and Chelsea amid ongoing doubts about the suitability of the match being played in Turkey. It's set to be played at the Atatürk Stadium in Istanbul. Turkey is currently under lockdown following a surge in coronavirus cases, but for now, it remains to be seen where the final will be held, and it is looking more likely that the venue will not be changed. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.